Hey, it's Phil Hendry here, just ahead of our encore show for today, Monday, the 3rd of January here in 2022. How about that? I want to remind you that a backstage pass, that is a subscription to our website, a subscription to our archives, a subscription to our current material, a subscription to The Phil Hendry Show, the world of Phil Hendry, is the best possible defense against losing your mind. I think, but when you...
Yeah, I'd say it's close.
Close. I think, I don't think there's any doubt. It is the best possible defense against losing your mind.
Yes, I'd agree.
All right, Margaret, thank you very much. What are you doing?
I've got my hair. I just got out of the shower.
So, don't lose your mind. Don't lose any part of your mind. Get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. For a month or for a year, it's affordable, it's cost-effective, it's cheap, it's just
something you can use.
Yes, something you can use, something you can get your hands on and say,
this is mine. I can have this.
Right, right. Just like a bowl of soup.
Right.
Okay, that's all I have to say, so
why don't you get a subscription to the... you don't have it, no.
Once again, words fail him. Get a subscription to the Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Uh-oh.
Looks like an airplane or something.
Yes, it's a jet. It's the flight path.
Yeah, it's an airplane.
Yes,
we've got it, Phil. Yes, it's the flight path into...
Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
Hey guys, welcome to today's encore show here from Florida. We go back a year to January the 6th of 2021. There were some momentous events taking place on that particular day. One of the momentous events that was taking place on that particular day was that Margaret Gray was having a debate with Bobby Dooley about whether you could put chicken, or should we say chick-a-bones, as Bobby called them, down a garbage disposal. You see, this is what really matters in the Phil Hendry universe. Let's check that out from January 6th, 2021, almost a year ago. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, it's Bobby Dooley, Margaret Gray, having another one of their debates, this one about chicken bones and garbage disposals.
All right, yeah.
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 Yeah, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And it's Phil Hendry, and thanks a lot, bud.
Good. Take away, Mr. Hendry.
All right, thank you, and welcome to the program here on this, it's a momentous day. I guess they're having some...
Let's not be political, all right?
No, we don't want to do that because it'll only make me angry.
I think it's going to get a lot of people on edge, but yes, today is the day that the Electoral College...
I got it right here with the Electoral College.
All right, bud.
Want me to...
Go ahead.
The Electoral College is going to be they vote on it. I don't...
He doesn't know, man.
I'm not making up anything, man. I read up on it.
Well, what do you know about it, man?
They're going to certify the vote?
You think they'll certify the vote, but,
Well, let me tell you, when they start monkeying around with a democratic process... Friend?
Let's just hope that we have people in charge in Washington, D.C. that aren't completely brain dead. But in the meantime, Margaret, you had some tweet over the last couple of days that we featured on our feed, on our Twitter feed.
Well, Phil's Twitter feed, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen it, is bizarre at best. What is this whole thing about cat litter or something?
Yeah, I saw that, Phil. What was it?
About what?
You said the robot litter.
Yeah, I said robot litter was no good.
I don't know, man. I'm just tweeting a bunch of stuff.
Well, you said so. A lot of people take it to heart, Phil. You said litter, that was it, litter robot for $5, no can do.
Now, what does that mean?
It means that $500 for litter robot,
Litter? What?
You haven't heard about litter robot.
No.
Litter robot,
Well, I know what it is, Robert.
Well, people don't know. It's a robot... It's a robot that does what? It scoops cat crap.
Would you get out of here? Wait a minute, I'll say it. It's an automatic cat crap scooper. You know how you got a cat box and everything?
I wouldn't know.
Dad, if you get a cat, cats will crap in a box. Okay?
I know that much, yeah.
Okay. When a cat craps in a box, forget it.
Can I do it now that you apes have completely made garbage out of it? Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Litter.
Oh my God, General. I'm trying to figure out what is litter robot. I'll say it. Litter robot is an automatic cat crap scooper, man. You can get the cat box, and this is something you put over the cat box, and once the cat takes a dump in the box, it scoops it, okay?
Uh-huh, yeah. You're getting a big kick out of this, Phil. I never know with whether you're telling me anything that is true or whether you're making this stuff up.
No, he's absolutely telling the truth. And they've been advertising a lot on television. Now, Phil tweeted something about it being too expensive. Is that right?
$500, yeah, seems really expensive for a cat crap scooper. So,
what'd you call it? A spooker?
No.
Wait a minute, Bud.
No, it's called litter robot because it scoops cat crap.
You do that again, Bud.
I'm only kidding.
Yeah, Bud, you know what? I'm going to reach across and just do a slight tap to the jaw, and it'll probably dislocate your brain.
Hey.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Yeah, I do.
All right, okay. Now, you guys done? Because I'd like to move on with the show.
I don't know. What was he just...
You just did something. All right, okay. I don't know. Yeah, we don't know.
Talk about your brain coming loose.
All right. So welcome to the program, folks. And speaking of Twitter, Margaret.
Yes? God damn.
God, sir, it's...
Phil's looking at me. You don't see it, folks, but he's going, speaking of Twitter, Phil. You know.
I didn't say. I didn't call you Phil. I called you Margaret.
Right, but it frightened me so much that I forgot who or what I was.
Your gender, everything.
Exactly.
So what exactly...
Phil's laughing right now, folks. You can't see it, but when you think he's serious, he's going like this.
Gary, you're frightening when you do that.
I'm frightening. The day I'm frightening, friend, is the day you don't get out of bed. You stay in bed, you pull the covers over your head, and you go, I'm dead, dead, dead.
Hey.
Yeah, way to do it.
Okay, go ahead, Kemosabe.
As I was saying, you're the one with the Twitter feed. You said something that got Bobby Dooley pissed off. I've got her on line 3. Bobby, as you know, is with the Western States Homeowners Association. And she and her husband, Steve, join us here on our Newsmaker line. Now, Bobby, before I talk to, you know, Margaret, she knows you're talking about the...
If you're talking about the garbage disposal tweet, I've already dealt with that.
You know, yes, you know very well that we are... Excuse me.
But what are you doing, Bud?
What am I doing? The levels are all over the place.
Go. I gotta get it.
What are you doing, man?
Gabbison, you go, what are you doing, man?
Give me that. Bobby, you there?
I've been here, Phil, and what I'm saying to Margaret, you talked about knowing how to use a garbage disposal, and I think it put a lot of us back on our heels.
What did I say that was so shocking?
Well, first of all, you tweeted, and Phil, you alluded to this, on your program just moments ago, that Miss Gray, I don't know if you alluded to it or not, but...
What do you mean alluded to it?
I didn't say alluded to.
Talk about alluded to.
She said a tuba lube.
I didn't say a tuba lube, you brain-dead, long-tailed lemur.
All right, now wait a minute. Before we start ripping people with names, she said... I don't know what she said, but... Go ahead.
You said, Margaret, that it is safe to put chicken bones down a garbage disposal. Okay? You remember saying that, right?
Yeah, of course I remember saying that. Now, do you want to say what you want to say, or do you want me to interject with the facts?
I have the facts. You said that you put chicken bones down your garbage disposal. I came on the Twitter feed when I noticed that, and I said, that is, and I'll quote myself directly, bull manure. I have thrown down, and then you made a big deal.
But I got a squirrel coming up.
What is this traveling squirrel?
Right up there.
Where are you guys?
Near the community center at Western Estates.
We got the traveler here now.
All right, the traveling squirrel is...
What is this traveling squirrel? You know, before I go hog wild on you guys, I want to know, what is the traveling squirrel?
What do you mean go hog wild on us? I didn't do anything.
Well, I want to know what this thing is.
It's all over me, right?
Get it off you, Steve.
Get it off me!
And it ran away. It tried to... It went up your leg.
It more than it went up my leg. It tried to Roger my leg.
What do you mean it tried to Roger your leg?
Okay, listen, guys, either we're talking about a traveling squirrel. Are you all right, Steve?
I'm fine, but the thing came at me.
Squirrel came up his leg, and did a kind of a hip hunch.
It tried to Roger the...
All right, let's knock it off with the Roger talk. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Mr. Mr. Henry, if I could say something.
Hold on. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western States Homeowners Association, concerning, and I want to get, one of the things I notice about this show, you know, Phil, you've got to get something. You go, what other things? You've got to get something done. Get it done and get it done good.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're squeaking it up.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay?
It's all right, Phil. Don't apologize too much. It's very unmanly.
One of the things that is bothering me about this show is we don't get to the GD point on things. So let's stick with what it is we're going to say, or let's just say goodbye, okay?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to everybody, yes.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Ed, I had a traveling squirrel come up the leg, and it tried to... It gave a hip thrust.
I don't care what a traveling squirrel did to you. We've got problems with this traveling god Jeep.
Anyway, if I can continue...
Go ahead.
What a child.
Phil, don't be childish, all right? Bobby made her point. Let's move on.
If I may.
Go ahead.
Then try to Roger me.
Oh, my God. Did it try to put it up your rear end?
Okay, goodbye.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say...
I've seen some juvenile activities before in my life, but never in my life...
Did she just ask her husband?
Never, hold on. Never in my life have I seen the host of any show... Big time, small time, podcast, what have you, sit here and giggle away as if he's been locked in a room full of laughing gas.
Margaret.
No, don't Margaret me. You laughed at that.
Did you hear what Bobby said? She said...
Yes, I heard it.
She asked her husband if the squirrel had put it up his rear end, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much, that's essentially what I heard too.
Are they still there?
I mean, I hung up on them.
Get them back on the line, okay? Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Home... Well, that was fast.
Well, I thought I hung up on him, but I apparently didn't.
Talking to that?
I'm telling you, that was what I tried to do.
Hey, Ms. Dooley, either we're talking to you about the garbage disposal, or we're talking to you about a traveling squirrel.
Mr. Henry, my husband Steve said that a traveler launched itself up the back of his leg, dry-humped his... Now, if I could just...
This is asinine.
Wait, did what it do?
Try to put it in... Try to bend me over.
So what do you want me to say to that?
What I'd like you to do is ignore it, okay? Have your husband just...
Steve, would you get out of here? Oh, my God. Get out of here, Steve. And take your new friend, the squirrel, with you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What happened, Mr. Henry, if I can continue?
Yeah, we're waiting.
Oh.
Just go ahead.
What happened was this. I saw where Margaret had mentioned that she is able to put chickabone... down a garbage disposal.
What did you call it, a chick-a-bone?
Are you, you know, if this is the way it's going to go.
All right, ladies, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up and we're not even going to do a show. I'll just put a best of on, okay? If that's what we're going to do.
No, we don't have to do that. I didn't understand what she said. Did you say that I put a chick-a-bone down there?
You said on Twitter that you put chick-a-bones.
I said chicken bones.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry if I don't have the best
elocution.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to die.
That's it. Thank you very much, Phil.
Margaret, come on.
No, goodbye.
You know, Phil, you're not making friends with this kind of behavior.
What did I do, man? What did I do? I didn't do it. I'm sitting here. I'm listening to these two women going at it.
Yeah, you're listening to us going at it and going...
Ms. Gray, I thought you was leaving.
Don't talk to me as if I'm something living under the stairs.
Well, that's what you sound like, because you're out there in the hallway.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Miss Gray.
Goodbye, Margaret.
Bye.
I'm not leaving. I'm just hanging here at the doorway.
Margaret, either you're in here or you're out there.
I'm out here.
Good.
Okay, good.
Are you coming in or are you leaving?
Fuck it.
Is Bobby still there?
Yeah.
All right. Miss Gray, Miss Dooley. Miss Gray has left Miss Dooley.
Miss Gray has left Miss Dooley.
Miss Gray has left Miss Dooley, okay?
You know, Phil, I came on the program to explain to you why I took exception to Miss Gray's comment that she puts chick-a-bone.
All right, Mrs. Gray was having a hard time understanding you, and I am too, but I know what it is you mean to see, saying chicken bones.
Yes, I'm saying... do I come from another country or something?
You have to understand, Ms. Dooley, the way you say chicken, it sounds like chicka.
Oh, well, whatever. Would you get that thing off your ass?
My friend.
A minute ago, Steve, you were complaining that you were getting buggered.
My friend, what do you want me to do?
Get You and your friend, you know, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Why don't we do this another day?
My husband's leaving now. Just stay away, Steve. Go to the car.
I live here, for Christ's
sake. Then go back to the house. As I was saying, and,
we can't have any more interruptions, Miss Dooley, from your husband.
Yes, sir, General. Am I talking to you, Mr. Henry?
You're talking to all of us. Go ahead.
Okay, so that means...
Yeah, you're talking to all of us, so go ahead.
Yesterday, I read what Miss Gray said, that she keeps a beautiful kitchen. She can put Chickabone down the garbage disposal. And I'm just...
All right, I'm sorry we made you cry. And you were saying what?
I was saying that I thought it was a lie, that I keep a beautiful home, and I don't put chicken bone down there.
You don't put chicken bones down the garbage disposal?
No, I do not. At which point, Miss Gray came back on and made an example of me by retweeting to her followers that I guess I mispronounced. I said, I has throw chicken bones down...
Yeah, there was you had misstated your grammar, and so she mocked you for that.
She absolutely did, yes. At which point, I came back, and I said to her that I want to throw you off the top of a building, F you. And she made a big deal out of it, and I talked to her husband. I got a call from Frank about 10:30 last night.
Yeah, about 10:30.
I thought I told you to get to the...
Okay, fine.
Take your friend the squirrel, who's got his thing halfway...
Thanks a lot, Bobby.
And so I got a call from Frank Gray, who said that I had threatened his wife with defenestration. I don't know what that means. It sounded like a sex act, but I can't be sure.
It means throwing somebody out of a window or something.
Yes, that is my understanding.
Well, I don't know, but I had a shocking call. And I said, you want to know something? And I said, your wife mocks me and says that I talk like I'm a retard. And my point was that I keep a lovely home, and no way, do I put the chickabone down there.
All right, Frank Gray joining us from El Rancho Country Club in Los Angeles, California right now. And Frank, you've been listening to what we've been talking about here. Do you have any comment? Do you recall any of this conversation?
Well, yeah, I certainly do. I recall the conversation. Ms. Dooley, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
But I did not mean to... threaten you in any way, shape, or form, Ms. Dooley. I was trying to say, when I called him and said that he had threatened my wife with a defenestration...
Can I speak to the host for a minute?
Wait a minute, I'm not done talking.
Hold on, Frank.
I don't understand why I'm being called a he, and...
This is what we told you prior to the program, that if you went on with Mr. Gray, that he has gender confusion.
So I'd said to him, why don't you...
That's why he's calling me him?
That's right, yes.
And so... But he didn't answer.
Could you repeat what you just said, sir?
I said, when I called you, and I was talking to Mr. Henry about calling you, I said I had called him, meaning you, and I spoke initially to your husband, and she said that you weren't home. And that...
You talked to my husband, Steve.
Yes, I did. And I said to her that you had threatened to defenestrate my lovely wife, Margaret, by throwing him, screaming and howling off the top of a building in downtown L.A. And
I never said anything about downtown L.A. What I said was that I was so angry at her for mocking me, talking bad.
Well, according to my wife, you'd apparently made fun of him in no uncertain terms.
I did not make fun of him. He said... That I, she said, God damn.
You call my wife a she? Good God Almighty! You know.
Wait a minute, Frank. So what was said here was that Ms. Gray said to Bobby Dooley, "Look at you. You talk funny, or you tweet funny, because she'd fractured some of her grammar."
Right. I understand that, and I said to him, "I'm sorry about that, but I read the tweet, and you said I has not put no chickabone."
I did not say chickabone. I said I has not. I said I has not put no chickabone.
That's exactly what I heard you say.
All right, well, let's get past all of that garbage, and get to the meat of what it is you're upset with, Frank.
Well, who's she? That's
General Shaw.
Oh, sorry, General. I didn't.
Yeah, I'm General Shaw.
Okay. Look, I said to Ms. Dooley, you threatened to take my wife and pitch his sweet ass, and I shouldn't have used those terms.
Exactly. That's exactly what you did say. You said your wife had a sweet ass, you know.
All right. Well, I hope that someday you know the pleasure of having a man you love tell you and have her tell you in no uncertain terms that she wants to pitch your sweet ass off a building.
I said that about your wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
Frank, what's the problem here, okay? It was obviously a dispute between these two women. Ms. Dooley obviously is not intent on actually throwing Margaret off the top of a building.
Says you.
I can assure you I did not mean that, but I was very angry when she said that my grammar was all jacked over.
All right, well, okay, as long as... Because he was very upset, and again, I spoke with your good man, and she was of a mind that he... had provoked you, and so I talked to him, and then I talked to her. Now I'm talking to you.
What?
All right, so you talked to Steve, and...
I talked to Steve.
You talked to Steve, Frank, and then you talked to... I forget who you talked to.
God damn, Phil, listen to this guy. You talked to Steve! You really need a cigarette break, my man, because your whole mind is just shot to...
Okay, thanks very much, Frank Gray. Bobby, upshot of all of this is that you are offended. I hope that we've been able to straighten this out. I think Frank, pretty much in his own way, has apologized. I know that we all misspeak on Twitter.
Well, that's the point, Phil, and I think that needs to be stated that on Twitter we tweet, and I oftentimes misspell things. When I said I have not put no chickabone down, you know.
Chickabone.
Are you still here? You...
Ow! Fuck! She didn't really hit me.
Would you guys knock that off, please? I don't think it's funny at all.
Get out of here, Steve. He's pissed. Get out of here. He's pissed. When Steve got on the phone with Frank Gray and heard Mr. Gray say that they were plotting or considering legal action, okay, against me and against my husband. Are you there, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. My husband got very upset, and that's why I said, well, it's because of the fact that she made fun of my grammar.
Well, all right, we understand she made fun of your grammar, but all seems to be fine. Mr. Gray's accepted the apology. Mrs. Gray, I should say, has walked off the program. Yeah, she's not here anymore. She left.
Who did?
Margaret Gray.
Well, that figures. That's like her. No good.
Uh-huh, I heard... Let me in on Margaret, no. I heard that. I was waiting right outside the door. I was waiting for you to drop a load like that, and I knew it would stink. I knew it would rot the room.
Oh, okay. God, listen to that. I knew it would
rot the room.
I mean, can I ask you a question seriously? Did you have gender reassignment? Because
you know something, Bobby? You said...
You said... Fuck for the succotash.
You said... You said you'd throw me off the top of a building.
So what? You're the one that said I had both nostrils full of finger.
Yeah, you did. But
get out of here, Steve, before I kick your balls up through your neck and right out your nose.
Oh, my God. That's right.
You heard me right.
Bobby, you know something? You don't sound like a lady. You sound like some sort of a butch disaster.
Well, what do you think you sound like? Okay? You're the one going,
hey, hi, how you doing?
No, you are. Excuse me, but you are.
Well, I know I am, but what are you?
All right, ladies, I think we've figured this one out. Margaret, you can put chicken bones down a garbage disposal. Bobby doesn't like to do it.
I'll put a chicken bone down there.
And Bobby, by the way, you do say chicken. You say chicka.
Oh, who gives a rat?
Bobby, you know, all the criticisms you have of me, you're doubly guilty of, including sounding as if you've had gender reassignment.
Oh, my.
Especially when you go basso profundo.
I've never... What's that spell?
I let one go. What's...
Ow! We're only kidding.
Yeah, we're only kidding, Mr. Henry.
All right, I'm done with this. What did I tell you? You didn't tell me anything, Margaret. You're the one that got up and walked out of here. Margaret, you have no call to comment. Oh, and who are you? Are you the host of the show? I am. I'm the host of the show. You walked out of here. You sat there in the hallway waiting for something juicy to jump on. You know, what is that supposed to mean, something juicy to jump on?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it sounds kind of... You know, weird.
Oh, get out of here. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The two of you guys have been going at it since day one. This is only the latest. So you can put chicken bones down a garbage disposal. So what?
Let me tell you something, Phil. In the better kept homes, and I know you don't live in one, you're a bachelor, and so you keep what some people would refer to as a sty, And so you don't keep a kitchen. You keep what is more commonly referred to as a trough and a sty and a couple of milking stools.
Yo, man.
That's right.
All right, so Phil keeps a sloppy kitchen.
And if you didn't, you'd know that you can put chicken bones down a garbage disposal.
Billy, I honestly didn't know that.
And I didn't either. And when you tweeted that, I thought, wow, that's pretty heavy. And I checked it out with Jackie.
Oh, you had to check it out with Jackie. Is that it? So you don't trust me?
No, it's not that I don't trust you. I never, ever thought it was okay to put chicken bones down a garbage disposal.
Well, it is.
All right, well, tell me more about it, because I always thought, no, you can't put no bone. I mean,
yeah, you can't put no bone down there.
You can't put no bone down there, huh?
Well, how's it safe?
First of all, chicken bones, as you know, splinter very easily. That's why we don't dare give them to pets.
True.
That's right. They splinter very easily, and once you put them in a garbage disposal and render them down there, they'll actually sharpen the blades. But you have to have a good garbage disposal, as I mentioned in the tweet. It can't be some whirring ant. What did I call it?
I think you said it was a whirring ant condominium.
Right. You've got to have to have a fairly decent garbage disposal.
Well, I'm going to, you know, next time I eat chicken, I don't eat chicken anymore.
Yeah, you don't. I eat chicken. I could try and do it.
Yeah, I can try. I'll put some chicken bones down there myself.
See, that's the thing. You guys are trying to piss me off.
No, no. We heard her do that.
Yeah, but, so what did she do?
What are you talking about, bud?
Yeah, he doesn't know, man. She said chicken bone, man.
Yeah?
It's chicken, man.
It's chicken, bud.
Okay, fine.
What, did you think it was chicken? You know something? One of the problems we have in this show...
Here we go.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. One of the problems we have in the show is people can't hear too good, man. And when they don't hear anything, they start mispronouncing things. It's almost as if they're learning the English language for the first freaking time. We'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What else we got?
We got Coach Vernon Dozier on the political situation and what's happening in Washington, D.C.
Coach Dozier?
Yes, he teaches political science, you know.
All right. Coach Vernon Dozier coming up next here on this 6th of January, where they're counting the electoral votes or certifying whatever the hell it is they're doing. You know, we're doing this show. What is that smell anyway?
Yeah, I think it's wafted over from where Mr. Dooley was.
No, I'm being serious, man.
I don't smell anything. What are you smelling?
You know what it is? It's this old container of freaking hummus. Get it out of here, bud.
That's the spicy hummus that you like.
It's rotten. Get out of here with this. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley.
I'm Steve Dooley.
And we invite you to get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. Every day, Mr. Hendry produces a new podcast, or netcast, if you will, to go along with thousands and thousands of hours of great radio and netcast content on a Phil Hendry Show website.
And also, there's video casts.
Every day a video cast is produced as well, and there's so much great miscellany from the old days of the Philcasts, as well as his home movies, as well as great TV pilots, radio and TV interviews, and Phil as he was, is, and always will be.
Yeah, it's the Phil Hendry Show website, philhenryshow.com.
Of which we, Bobby Dooley,
and me, Steve Dooley,
have been a part from the very beginning. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show and all of the wonderful characters what he created.
Get a subscription today for a month
or a year
at philhenryshow.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galich. What, are we starting the show all over again here?
No, but Phil let me...
Margaret's back, so...
So what are you doing?
I don't know. For some reason, I thought we were starting the show again.
God damn, General. Might want to try take a nap or something.
Hey, bud, you want to take a nap? I'll give you a permanent nap.
Wait a minute. All right, hold on. Welcome to the show. Yes, Margaret's sitting back down here and promises to be a
good little girl. That's right, I'll be a good girl.
Margaret, it's not a whole thing about women's liberation. I'm not putting you down. You're the one that got up and walked out of here.
Do you mind not embarrassing me now?
Yeah, but this is great.
I'm not talking to you, bud.
You embarrassed yourself by All right, folks.
Thanks a lot, Daddy. You know, I'll take your chastisement. Ladies, this is how it is still in the professional world. All these years later, all of this horse dung about how we're respected in the workplace. You can see what's happening to me right now. I'm being virtually, figuratively, not literally, not actually, but virtually, figuratively fondled.
Oh, my ass.
That's how I feel.
You ought to throw her out of here just for that.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you.
Wait a minute. Either we're going to be friends here...
Go ahead, do your little...
Yeah, all right. Welcome back to the program, folks. We have on the line with us here Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, And I do appreciate the coach taking his time to be with us, because we're going to talk a little bit here about what's happening today, this count. Now, you teach civics, coach. You teach U.S. government, et cetera, there at Belmar, correct?
Yeah, Phil, that is correct. And, you know, it's one of those days, like any other day, where we are watching them count this thing the best way we know how, and we'll see what happens. You know, but I right now, I've got very high expectations that they're going to do their job, and they're not going to F it up, and they're not going to, you know, muck around with it. But
now, you sound, you know, Coach, I know you long enough to know that when you're angry or when you're concerned, it comes out in your voice and also a little bit in your respiration.
Well, I don't know. Phil Henry, the one-man lie detector test.
You know something? I think Phil's right. We do detect some tension.
You know, speaking of detecting tension, I was listening to the program here, Ms. Gray. You walked off the show in some kind of a hissy fit. So
we're not talking about me right now, Coach.
All right, but you know what I'm trying to say.
We're not arguing with you either, Coach. We're saying, you know, I can tell. Are you anticipating a problem today?
Yeah, I'm anticipating a problem today. Yeah, I mean, you better believe I'm anticipating a problem today. We have a United States Congress that is charged with certifying this vote. Now, I'm going to tell you who I voted for. Maybe I voted for Donald Trump. Maybe I voted for Joe Biden. But the fact is, we have 50 of these, you know, as you people there like to say, we got 50 of these monkeys sitting there in the United States Senate, and they hold the future of the United States in the palms of their, in the sweating palms of their collective hands, and they're about to take this thing and play with it like it just fell out of their diaper. This is the United States government.
Fell out of their diaper.
And who is that?
Bud, please.
Sorry.
This is the United States government, and this is the future of our country. And we've got 50 senators, and I don't know how many, some odd hundreds, or House of Representatives, and they're back there monkeying around with this thing like they just found it, and they went, let's put some oil on it and stroke it and see if it feels good.
Oh, for God. Look, we get the point. You think those guys are back there playing with it.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Phil.
Coach.
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you something.
See, this is what I'm talking about, man.
What?
This is, you get tense, you go, it sounds like you're having a hard time either breathing. Yeah, it sounds like you've got a problem breathing, Coach.
I got no problem breathing, okay? I got no problem at all breathing. I just want to tell you people this, and please listen to me. If they take the most precious country that the world has ever known, the United States of America, and they...
Coach, it's very distracting.
What is?
When you go, eh.
I'm trying to get the air into my lungs. I'm trying to make it so my head doesn't blow off of my shoulders, okay? That my head doesn't come flying off of my shoulders like a gusher just came in, and it's called Vernon Dozier's entire circulatory system. Okay?
That's what I'm saying, man. If you're having that much of a hard time keeping your blood pressure down...
It's going to be harder if you keep interrupting me.
All right, go ahead and say what you're saying, Coach.
All right, but if you keep on saying, hey, Coach, we just heard you go, ear. What is that about?
All right, go ahead. I apologize.
Now, I'm going to go at it one more time here, and I'm telling all of your listeners, if these Congress people and this guy, Trump, treats this country today as if it's just some other third world banana republic where you can take the rules, urinate all over them, wipe with them, and then go ahead and sell it as if it's the Daily News. Friend, you got a problem with me. And that problem is called Vernon Dozier doesn't like you messing with America.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Now, when they get together and they vote on this thing, if they mess it up, if they decide they're going to give Trump 4 more years, if they decide they're going to throw out 82 million votes because the 75 million votes supposedly count more, man, they're going to have a problem with me.
I can't keep going with this, okay? You sound like you're about ready to die.
I'm not ready to die. I'm just pissed.
Hey, Coach, we're all pissed off. All of us are angry at the way this thing has gone down. I don't know whether you're a Trump fan or a Biden fan. We're all angry at the way this thing has gone down. And we want some conclusion. We want to come to some closure. You know, we want to close it up and conclude it and zip it up and whatever you want to call it.
I'm right there with you, General. I'm right there with you. I want closure. I want conclusion. I not only want closure, I want it buttoned up, zipped up, pulled up all the way to the neck, okay? So that the national pants are pulled all the way up to the neck. And I want us as a country to be walking around with man toe. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I scare everybody?
Okay, Coach, it sounds to me like you've had a couple of pops tonight. We're going to let you go.
Yeah, that's right. I've had a couple of pops.
Well, why talk to you when you're drunk?
Because this is when I'm feeling at my best. I've had a couple of drinks.
Coach Vernon Dozier, folks.
Bill, I want to tell you that...
Coach Vernon Dozier, folks, in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. God bless our beautiful country. God bless all of you. I love you all. Thank you for listening.
All right, Phil, don't close it out like the whole shooting match has come to an end.
I'm not saying that. I have no idea. We're recording this the night before. You guys know more about what's happening right now than I do. Let me just say from the bottom of my thing, I'm Phil Henry. Bless your hearts. Rock on.
Right.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, and Podcast One. I'm Bud Dickman.
Hi, I'm Bobby Dooley, and remember, don't put the chicken bone down the thing.
What an idiot she is. She really is.
Hey!